So can you tell us a little bit about some Christmas traditions from different cultures around the world that we wouldn't necessarily see in a typical Western Christmas?
Yeah, sure. I mean, even you being the other side of the world, you have some different traditions to we do up in the UK. It's quite interesting. But yes, no, there are lots of different ones from around the world. In Sweden, Christmas Eve afternoon, it's a tradition that you stop at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and watch some Donald Duck.
And why Donald? Why has Donald become associated with the Christmas season?
Well, it started in 1959 when one of their big TV stations over there put on a Disney special called From All of Us to All of You. And it was a good way that the parents found of, you know, distracting the children on Christmas Eve afternoon. Of course, those children who grew up watching it every year are now adults and have brought their children and their grandchildren into the traditions. And it's become a thing, and sort of nearly half the population are meant to sit around and watch Donald Duck on Christmas Eve.
Well, that one makes a great deal of sense. I'll certainly give him that. What other kind of traditions do we see?
Well, I mean, Japan's a really interesting one because over there, there's no sort of religious connotations to it at all. It's more like a Valentine's Day. And the main Christmas meal in Japan is KFC. You have to pre-book your bucket and then go and pick it up on Christmas Day.
Yeah, this seems to be the result, I understand, of a very successful marketing campaign over in Japan. Is that right?
Yeah, in 1974, KFC ran a campaign called Kentucky for Christmas. And it just stuck because I don't think there was sort of any tradition. So they were able to make their own tradition, which is a really interesting one. You know, and people will have their bucket and then couples will go out and have romantic walks looking at all the twinkly Christmas lights. And things like that. And the other thing is that most people carry Japanese Christmas cake around in their pocket without even knowing it.
Look, it makes sort of sense, I guess, here in the West, such as it were. Our depiction of Santa Claus was very much inspired by a Coca-Cola marketing campaign, and we kind of take that for granted these days.
Yeah, the history of Santa is really interesting. Coke sort of certainly solidified him in his red, but they didn't invent him in his red. He'd been wearing red for a long, long time before Coke came along.
No, of course. Any other unusual ones you might think of?
Yeah, in Spain, in Catalonia, in the Catalonian region of Spain, starting on the 8th of December, they have a special decoration, which is known as the pooping log in the local language. It's a log that's about 45 centimetres long. It's also got a Thomas the Tank Engine face drawn on one end, and it wears a red hat and it has a blanket over it. And from the 8th of December, you feed it goodies. And then on Christmas Eve, you can sing it a song. The children will have a little dance around it and possibly encourage it by hitting it with a stick. And then it will poop out all of the goodies that you can then eat over Christmas.
It's a slightly distressing one. I don't know how I feel about the Christmas log tradition. Look, as you quite rightly point out, you know, you're over in the UK at the moment having a, I would assume, a traditional sort of white Christmas while here in Australia. It's the height of summer. It's very warm. We tend to get very warm around this time of year. Do we sort of think, you know, some of these traditions that kind of evolve even in Western countries, we kind of take for granted that these are the normal things to do when we're sort of like, oh, let's kiss somebody under the mistletoe, or let's just take a dead tree in the house and cover it with twinkly lights. I mean, you know, do we kind of take for granted some of these traditions we have ourselves are a little bit unusual?
Yes, I mean, as you said, putting a dead tree in your house is slightly strange. And yeah, kissing under mistletoe, I mean, especially when you know that mistletoe, a good translation of mistletoe is poo on a stick. It makes it slightly less romantic.
Yeah, if you were telling somebody you wanted to kiss them under the poop on the stick, that would probably, you know, get you some unusual looks for at the very least. What about this year? Obviously, people are going to be celebrating a little bit differently this year, given kind of the restrictions. Certainly, we're starting to see some restrictions here in Australia again and over in the UK. I know the situation has been quite serious.
It's developing by the minute, seemingly, over here. I mean, we're now, you know, it was planned for a few days over Christmas. It's now one day. I can see by Christmas comes around, we won't be able to meet at all, very sadly. I think all around the world, Christmas is going to be very different this year.
Is it fair to say, though, we've seen the holiday evolve, well, a great deal in modern times over the sort of the last few decades?
Yes. I think certainly post-war, the post-World War II, the development of manufacturing, the commercialization, the amount of toys and just general stuff around Christmas has just exploded.
Well, maybe we can sort of get back to a little bit of the old family stuff. Maybe we can start to take family a little bit more, less for granted, I suppose, around this time of year with everything that's going on.
Yeah, there's a lovely tradition from Poland, which I think should be put around Christmas this year, definitely, is that you have an empty place setting at the table for people who can't get there this year. And that seems very, very appropriate for this year.
That's lovely. I think we might leave it there. James, thanks very much. Do appreciate it. And again, I say Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and Merry Christmas to you.